This is the Straight Talk on digital readiness and how business architecture can help accelerate organizations towards achieving this goal. I'm Wendy Keene, host of Straight Talk, and I'm joined today by our guest star, Dr. Frank Granito. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Wendy. Thanks for asking me to guest today. It's a pleasure to be here.
I am honored that you could join us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Frank is one of the managing partners and chief scientist for the Institute for Digital Transformation. And while this idea of digital transformation is ubiquitous, today we're going to examine the important topic of digital readiness. Digital readiness is a necessity for digital transformation success. It is not optional. And so let's learn more about what that means and what organizations need to achieve such a state. So Frank, first things first, can you ground us? You know what I'm going to ask? Ground us with a definition of what is digital transformation?
Yes, I think I can. So the hype cycle around this is just absolutely enormous. So if you ask 10 people, you may get 11 different answers. So let me tell you how we define it at the Institute. Digital transformation is the process of becoming a digital enterprise. So let me talk a little bit about that. A digital enterprise is one in which digital technology is at the center of how the organization operates, how the organization produces products and services, even if they're non-digital, how it generates revenue, seizes competitive advantage, and produces value. So that's a digital enterprise, and digital transformation is getting to that point. It's not about simply implementing a digital technology or a process like cloud or agile. A digital enterprise is also about the way people interact with and leverage technology to engage with their customers, to engage with their employees and their partners. So thus, a digital enterprise is also defined by its culture and the attitudes, values, and beliefs of its people. So if you ask someone else, they may give you a slightly different answer, but that's how we view it at the Institute.
What is digital readiness?
Yes, this is a concept that I think a lot of people forget, a lot of organizations avoid or just don't even think about. So think about it this way. A military unit doesn't go into battle without proper training. More simply, a professional sports team doesn't just assemble and play the game. There's preparation, there's practice, there's team building and camaraderie. In fact, I didn't know this until recently, until I wrote an article about this. The motto of the United States Coast Guard is Semper Paratus, which is Latin for always ready. I thought that was very, very interesting. So their doctrine is, quote, "The service has built its reputation on being always ready to meet any maritime challenge by successfully and repeatedly adapting to the situation at hand." And I found that incredibly profound when they talk about the ability to adapt. And that's about being ready. And that's about being a digital enterprise, being able to continually adapt to the digital environment. So why would you approach a transformation effort without the same mindset of readiness? Digital readiness is about having the right processes, agility, and culture to compete and continually adapt in the lightning quick digital economy.
Absolutely. So digital readiness actually focuses on the organization, not the technology.
Correct.
How does an organization measure their digital readiness?
That gets right into the heart of what we do at the Institute. So those organizations that are successfully making this digital transformation or transition are doing so by developing four specific cultural capabilities that we call the Digital Enterprise Readiness Framework. First, we look at operational sustainability, and that asks the rhetorical question, does your organization have a stable base to operate from? So unlike typical maturity assessments, we are looking for just enough process to get the job done, as opposed to shooting for a number like CMMI level 4. Next is organizational agility. So the rhetorical question of how quickly can your organization react to change in the environment? There should be just enough organizational communication and evidence-based decision-making to pivot when needed. So things happen, you need to adapt, you need to pivot. The third thing we measure is strategic agility, the rhetorical question. How well does your organization anticipate change? Organizational agility is adapting to change. Strategic agility is anticipating change. You should have proper internal and external scanning in place to recognize when things could change and then get out in front of it or even create it. And finally, we talk about a disruptive culture that basically surrounds these other three I talked about. How receptive is your organization and its people to implementing change? There should be collaboration, agile values like taking reasonable risk or embracing failure as a learning exercise. This is the disruptive culture of an organization that is a digital enterprise. There also needs to be a certain amount of vulnerability. And I define vulnerability, the ability to hold yourself up to a certain amount of what I call scorn and ridicule, and for your colleagues and leaders to give constructive criticism. So when I say scorn and ridicule, I'm not afraid to throw out an idea and go ahead and tell me how bad it is or tell me how good it is. I can take it. So we look at it like come up with 10 ideas, 5 of them stink, 3 of them may be viable, 2 are worth doing, 1 will succeed. That's certainly worth the effort. If you wait for the right opportunity, you're going to lose in the digital economy.
Considering all of that, how would you characterize the state of digital readiness across organizations globally? So how do you think we're doing so far?
Well, that's a really great question because we really don't have scientific data to back it up. We have some ancillary data. But I would say, if you're asking me my opinion, I'd say not so well. So there's a good deal of information collected by others. For example, both Gartner and McKinsey report a high transformation failure rate. Well, that doesn't seem directly correlated to readiness. That same McKinsey study reports that culture is the most significant self-reported barrier to digital effectiveness. So if we think about our cultural 4 dimensions in our digital readiness framework, and they look at cultural areas within those 4 dimensions. And McKinsey reports that cultural obstacles are preventing transformation, and they clearly relate with negative economic performance. Well, then we can make a bit of a hypothesis that culture, readiness kind of go together, and that lack of good culture is preventing successful transformation. So that hypothesis, I think, holds from the data we've collected. So since summary, and since readiness is based on cultural factors across all 4 of our dimensions, we can hypothesize that readiness is clearly a factor. So we may not be doing so well in the readiness area.
And just to pivot here then, how do you think business architecture as a discipline can help an organization to achieve?
We get to the $64,000 question for your purposes, right?
Yes.
We talk about being digital ready starts at the operational level. So that's kind of counterintuitive. You want some higher order things like agility and culture and whatnot. But we look at it as starting at the operational level, really having just enough process to do the job, having a sound base of organizational discipline. So the first foundational characteristic of readiness is a stable and sustainable business process and technology operational model. So now we get into the business architecture side of this. So if an organization's business processes and technology operations are not running in an efficient and sustainable manner, there's a limited likelihood that they will successfully endure transformation efforts. So business architecture then is a keystone for digital readiness. It's a business framework and discipline that not only contributes to its own unique value, but enables many of the other enablers. So from a business architecture standpoint, is a feeder or an enabler to the organizational discipline, which is the foundation of readiness. So this makes business architecture a logical starting point for increasing an organization's digital readiness. So it provides the foundation that accelerates and locks together all the other teams, disciplines, and approaches. So I think business architecture is an incredible feeder for the operational level that we say is the foundation for digital readiness. And really, Wendy, keep in mind that we're not talking about here getting, you know, operationally mature, doing these CMMI scampis and getting to, you know, level four, and then you check that box and you're good to go. No, we're talking about things that having just enough to do the job and giving what I call instrumental value instead of just terminal value. Yeah, I checked the box, we're doing that, but I want instrumental value. Are you really doing the job you need to be doing? So I think business architecture feeds into that quite strongly.
Very well articulated. So where do we go from here? What advice would you give organizations who are in earnest trying to increase digital readiness? What steps should they pursue? Where do they start?
Okay, basically two things. First, be wary of vendors who will try to sell you on a technology as a digital transformation solution. We here at the Institute are technology agnostic. We're just interested in helping organizations succeed. So we're not selling you a piece of technology or some other process architecture. So at the Institute, we stress that digital transformation is not about mere technology, but rather technology as an enabler of business and cultural transformation. So don't get sold on the shiny object that a vendor will try to sell you. Here's our great cloud solution. This will digitally transform you magically. You know, you have a telephone, you still have to know how to punch numbers up and who to call. So just having the telephone doesn't get you anywhere. And the second thing I like to talk about is culture. So just like Pavlov, if you're familiar with that bit of psychology, you get what you reward. So senior leadership should exhibit and reward the behavior they want from their teams. If you come in late, they'll come in late. If you don't take this seriously, they won't take it seriously. If you belittle others, they'll belittle their colleagues. From my personal experience, a restaurant manager should be able to wait tables, wash dishes, or run a kitchen if a staff member calls in sick. That's just the way it is. Empathize with your staff. Sweat with your staff. Listen to your staff. They are the ultimate resource. Well, those two things I think are very important.
Would you like to leave us with any closing comments?
Well, first, I really appreciate the opportunity to discuss this very important topic of digital transformation readiness. We talk a lot about digital transformation, but we don't talk about being ready for it. If any of our listeners wish to connect and continue with the conversation with me or anybody from the Institute, please, you, Wendy, let them know how to contact me or us at the Institute. And they're also welcome to visit our website and set up an appointment to discuss that or any of other our services at the Institute for Digital Transformation. And one final comment, where we just hot off the presses, we're doing something new, hopefully starting in the next month or so. We're calling this snapshot research. And this is going to differ from the heavily scientific-based research from, say, Gartner or McKinsey or Forrester, which takes a lot of time and a lot of respondents to kind of make it really, really scientific. We're looking at snapshot research, basically putting out a quick monthly survey, somewhat scientific, getting some responses from the community, and what I call getting intel from the community. Nothing that you may be able to cite or rely upon, but good conversational stuff, like how ready are you, where are you in the digital transformation continuum, things of that nature, just to keep the conversation going in a very light manner. And it may spur some really cool conversation. And we're really very excited about starting that, hopefully in December of this year. And other than that, I thank you very much for the time that we've been able to spend here today.
Outstanding. And Frank, what a pleasure and honor to host you and have this opportunity to learn from you. We'll definitely make sure the Institute information is readily available for any listeners of this podcast and the Straight Talk Post readers. And just to really thank you for your time and insights, and to say keep up the amazing work that you and the Institute are doing to prepare, guide, lead organizations into the digital era, and ultimately shape the future for all of us.
Why, thank you very much.
Thank you all for joining us, and talk with you next time on Straight Talk.